ESPN 97.7 and 100.1. Watch live on QSportsTalk.com. This is Orange Nation.
Right here, right now, Steve.
Stephen Fonte, Paulie Sibilia, back with you here on a Thursday edition of Orange Nation. You okay, Paulie?
No, I'm furious right now. I just can't take people today. Like, I thought I've been nicer to most people today than I normally am when they call in. I just don't have the patience.
All right, hold that thought.
Now the important person is joining us.
That's right. We bring on our next guest today. He's brought to you every week by Oswego County Mutual Insurance, by IBEW Local 43, and by Lee Baldwin and Company. Jim Boeheim, our guest on the show. And, Coach, I know the last week didn't go the way anybody wanted it to. When you look at the losses to Duke and Pittsburgh, I guess on the offensive end, let's start there. What was the biggest challenge? What led to those struggles against Duke and Pittsburgh?
You know, Pittsburgh and Duke just was, you know, too big, too strong, too physical, and we missed some open shots when we had the opportunity and could just never get in the game. Pittsburgh, we just couldn't – we stopped them over and over again in the first half, and we'd make a bad turnover or miss a shot or just couldn't get our offense going in the first half, and we completely stopped them. They had 10 points in 12 minutes in the first half, but offensively, we could never get it going. Joe struggled two games, and, you know, he's coming off his best game of the year against Clemson, and he just had two horrific games, and, you know, we need him to be there, especially with Saimir out. He needs to be there. We've got to get Cole some opportunities that he can capitalize on. We've said from the beginning, you know, we have to score points, and we did score points. Even in the losses that we had early, we scored points. This was, two really bad offensive games, and we have to get better at that end. But, you know, right now we're not playing well enough to win, and that's just the way we're at right now. And certainly losing Saimir didn't help us. He was playing better and better every game, getting used to what we're doing. But it looks like he's out for a while. So we're just going to have to play with the guys we have. And we have to get better on offense. There's no question about that.
You brought up Joe. You said after the game on Tuesday night that, you know, sometimes Joe gets off to a slow start and it kind of affects him for the entire game. Moving forward, for him to snap out of that, is that a mental adjustment that needs to be made, or is it a physical adjustment in terms of, like, how he's attacking, how aggressive he is, that sort of thing?
No, I mean, I think he's trying to attack Duke. Certainly he did early against Pittsburgh, but he got down a little bit, and he can't do that. Everybody has bad shooting nights. You just have to play through it. Steph Curry was 1-for-13 the other night, and he got 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and did some other things, and that's what Joe's got to do. He's got to help us in whatever way he can when he has a bad shooting night, because those are going to happen. Cole has struggled shooting, but he's rebounding. He's trying to play defense and working at everything. He just struggled shooting the basketball, and we need to get him going if we can.
Coach, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our show at all today. In the past 2 days, the fan base, there's a vocal part of it not happy right now. And is there anything you would say to the fans right now where the team is at?
I don't think they should be happy. We're not winning. They want to win. Our fans want to win. I think that, again, you know, if people calling in don't have season tickets and don't support the team, I don't really listen to that. You know, they're entitled to their opinion. They watch the team and root for the team, but they're not supporters. But I don't think anybody's happy right now. I'm not happy. Players aren't happy. This is the first year we've been in this position, and nobody likes it. But we're going to do the best we can to play our way through it and whatever happens at the end, it's like Bill Parcells says, you are what your record is, and right now our record is not good. I don't have any problem with fans being upset at all because they expect us to win here. We always have won here, and, you know, there's no reason for them to be happy. And again,
you know,
people that want to, I'm the head coach, so it's me. It's whether we win or lose, it's on the head coach, and it always has been, always will be, and it should be. And I just haven't done a good enough job recruiting and coaching this year to put us in the position we'd like to be in. And I don't blame anybody for being unhappy about that. I'm not happy either.
Jimmy,
I like those fans that call, and I'd like for those fans to call and have the, whatever ideas they are. I have a show every night for 2 hours, every Thursday for 2 hours. Not one of them has ever called me. Why do they call you and
that
not
show
me?
Is tonight.
Why don't they call? Why don't they call me and complain? Whatever their complaint may be.
Yeah.
What do they think? What do they think we should be doing? You get the calls. They don't call me.
Yeah, well, we've gotten some, why do they just play zone, which I'm sure you've been hearing for a while.
That's our defense. Do they call, Mike just said, do they call coaches that just play man-to-man that are really good, Bill Self, pretty good? They lose games. They have bad seasons. They don't call Bill Self and say, play zone, do they? No, they don't. We're a zone team. That's what we work on. That's what we play. To switch to man-to-man now would be the most desperate thing in the world because we've never really worked at it all the time. We work in our zone. So that would be really almost, in a sense, quitting on your team. You have to get better at your defense, and that's what we're trying to do. But you don't change defenses in the middle of the season. Nobody would do that who plays one particular defense. And they want to play other people, you know. You don't see practice. You don't know what's going on. And we do. So we have to play the players that are playing the best. And, you know, that's what we do as coaches. The players are working hard. They're trying everything they can. Sometimes, you know, when you lose, you might say, well, their effort isn't there. Their effort is great. The players have been doing everything they can every day. They come in extra. We have days off. They come in and lift. They come in and shoot on their own. We're not allowed to be in there. We're not in there. They come in. Every player on our team comes in. They lift. They do some shooting, whatever they want to do. And they work every practice as hard as they can. We've never had a practice where I'd say, well, we're not working today. Never. Not one. So the players are doing everything they can, and that's all I can ask for as a coach. If we're not good enough, it's my fault. If they're not coached well enough, then it's my fault. That's it, bottom line. So what people want to say or do or whatever, that's fine. You know, if we had two or three bad years in a row, you got a problem. If you have a bad year, that's not ideal, but it does happen, and we're going to work our way through it. I'm really proud of the work my assistant coach have done. We've got a tremendous recruiting class, and we'll have some of these guys back, and I think we'll be fine. But this year has been a struggle for everybody. We know that. And I don't expect anybody to be happy. But, you know, I think they're doing a story on me about this career, and the guy doing it talked to a longtime fan yesterday. And the fan said, yeah, this isn't great. We're not good. And the guy doing the story asked the fan, well, are you that? What's your overall feeling? He says, well, you know, one bad year in 45, I think I can live with that. But some people can't. And those people are not reasonable people, and I can't answer to those people. And you shouldn't worry about those people.
Well said, Jim. And, you know, we had you on the show last week, and you were very complimentary of Jesse Edwards.
Here's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I read something, which I usually don't read the blog, that I killed Jesse. I didn't say anything bad
about
this.
Is what people were saying. I wanted you to clarify what happened.
Well, if you should know, some of the writers understood. Some of the people right. that wrote in after that. I said, Jesse has got to get stronger. He's 228 pounds. He's playing against 250 and 60 pound people. He gets bumped off stride and he can't finish. He knows that. People watching the game know that. And he's having a tremendous year. He's improved hugely from last year. But he's still not there yet in being able to handle the physical play. But he's closer. And I'm really proud of what he's done. He's probably one of the two or three most improved players in the league. That doesn't mean as a coach I can't say he's got to get stronger. That's all I said, by the way. Right. You know, he has to get stronger. And does anybody dispute that? Is that in dispute?
No.
He's 7 foot tall. He weighs 228 pounds. He was 215 last year and 205 as a freshman. So he's making progress. He's just got to get a little bit stronger. He's got to really have a great summer, lift, and get stronger. And he can be tremendous. He could be the best center in the league next year. He's a good center right now. But when he gets against a guy that's physical with him, he has some issues with that. And we're trying to get him prepared for that. But in no way in earth did I throw him under any bus other than saying he's got to get stronger. And I try to evaluate players honestly. The only time I've ever really been upset about a player was Tyler Robeson. That was 10 years ago. And, you know, he wouldn't do what we asked him, what I asked him to do. And so, yeah, that upset me. Jesse's doing everything he can. All of our players are. Cole Swider might not be playing well, but he's doing everything he can every day to get there. And, you know, he's had good moments, but he hasn't. He's not happy with how he's played. And he would be the first one to say that. You know, everyone on our team has had really good moments, played really some really good basketball. But it hasn't been quite enough. And even though the league's not great, everybody in the league is good. Everybody's good. I think Virginia Tech's a tremendous team, and they're like 2-6 or 7. In the league. It's a really balanced league. Not great teams, but a lot of really good teams. It's the best the league's been balance-wise, top to bottom, in all the years we've been in the league. And we're not quite there, and we're going to have to play a little better. We still, luckily, we've got a lot of games to play, and we've got to try to get just a little bit better and see what we can do. And that's exactly all that we're going to do. And we do that every day.
All right, Jim. Last one, as we get you out of here, just looking ahead to that next game. It's Wake Forest Saturday, a team that surprisingly is near the top of the conference. They're playing four in a row. And
they're playing the best of anybody in the league right now. They got two guys back that are really good players that didn't play against us. So they're a much better team than what we played earlier, and they're beating people by 20 points. Tremendous game, tremendous challenge, and, you know, we'll get ready for it.
All right, Coach, best of luck. 8 p.m. Yep. Saturday night. Thanks for coming on. All right, there he is. Jim Boeheim, brought to you every week by Oswego County Mutual Insurance, by IBE Local 43, and by Lee Baldwin and Company. And with that, we'll take a timeout. Phone lines open for the next half hour, 315-437-7644.
Steve, before you go, yeah. John in the car, hold through the break. It will be a 4.5-minute break. Thank you.
Back after this with John in the car on ESPN Radio.